So we spoke to Chastity last week. She had a predicament where she was concerned her best guy friend, 29, virgin, and she was thinking, you know what? Let's keep feelings out of it. Why don't I just help him with that?
Right. Let's just get the first time out of the way so that he doesn't have to worry about that as he's trying to navigate the dating world, because I think there have been some he'd run into an issue where some women didn't want to be the first and wanted him to have some experience.
So yeah.
She'd help him out.
Right. And she says, look, he's not gay. He's awkward around women. Can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain. And so she's like, I've never felt anything romantic for him, but I've been friends with him a long time.
Right. I care about him. I just want to help him out.
Now, I said, go for it. Do it this weekend and
tell us about it
because I'm weird like that. Kelly.
So many people were just like, listen, no, it can change things.
It's risky. Yes, it
can change the dynamic between you. You may think that it wouldn't and that you can keep feelings out of it, but you just don't know. And once that happens, you kind of can't go back.
You can't go back, yeah. Right? That box has been opened.
Okay.
We got an update.
Okay. So, hey, Ben and Kelly, wow, the response was more than I anticipated.
Okay.
I told you that you hadn't ever had an issue like mine before. I even had several friends text me over the weekend saying they knew that you guys were talking about me, LOL.
Okay.
Anyways, I know why you reached back out to me, so here's the update. We did hang out last weekend. I still hadn't made up my mind whether I was going to go for it or not. I definitely thought about the, quote, clinical side of things and thought that may be awkward and weird, but mm-hmm. it would get done what needed to get done and keep feelings in check. Again, let me reiterate to you all, I had no romantic feelings toward him.
Yeah, we were talking about just make it very clinical, like this goes here, that goes there, and
like,
let's...
Like a teacher and student.
Right.
Which, that's not a really good... Anyway,
costumes
inappropriate. I wanted this to be just one friend helping out another friend. Neither one of us is seeing anyone, so you know that's all it would be.
Right.
I asked him if he wanted to come over and hang out. Mm-hmm. We were planning on grilling out, having a few drinks, maybe playing some cards like we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
He came over, and the drinks started flowing.
I'm sorry. That's premature. Sorry.
You're assuming.
I am assuming. I'm
telling myself the whole time we're just friends hanging out. Nothing wrong with that. Stop.
right. Sorry.
Instead of cards, I suggest we play. We play Twister.
No, come on. Come on. We play Twister. Come on now. We know where this is going.
So we started playing. I can tell you we didn't finish the game. I don't know what color means to take your clothes off, but before we both knew it, that's what we landed on. And that's what happened. Right there on the Twister mat.
Right, what?
Right on the Twister mat.
Oh,
right then and there.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awkward. But at the same time, it wasn't.
Oh.
He made a joke about never playing that version of Twister before. After about an hour, we decided we were hungry and made some sandwiches again.
Oh.
I told you we were just friends. And I had been for a long time. And I had no romantic feelings towards him. Until this weekend.
Oh, buddy.
After a weekend filled with the sandwich making,
mm-hmm.
I think I was fooling myself into thinking we didn't already have feelings for each other.
Mm.
We did talk about what happened. We both agreed to give us a shot. So I guess we're boyfriend girlfriend now.
Oh.
I never would have pictured myself with him, but because he's not the type of guy I usually go for, but here we are.
Wow.
I would be lying if I told you I wasn't a little scared of us not working out and him not being a friend anymore, but there's no turning back now.
That's true.
Wish us luck. Thank you both for giving me the confidence to make this leap.
Look at that.
Give her the anthem.
Yeah. Yes. My God.
Woo! All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Oh, yeah.
I'll let you touch my butt.
Okay, stop. Stop.
So,
what color is? Take your clothes off.
I know, right? I know what I was going to say.
Is that red?
Red, maybe.
Green. Blue.
No, it's probably green.
Is it green?
It's probably green.
The green light.
It's probably green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
We
okay.
played Twister. What an opening.
You know what? Tonight, let's not play Uno. Let's play Twister.
Yeah. What do you say? We've had some margaritas.
That is great. We're going to have great balance. It's a perfect choice after the margs.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I feel a little too voyeuristic in my brain because I've pictured the scene play out in my brain.
Was Twister involved in your brain?
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't. But I mean, what a door to open, right?
Oh, shoot.
I mean, if there was going to be a way to ease into that.
Well, they did.
They did. Bethany's all like, LMAO, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. I think this is great.
Chastity, you.
What a good friend. Yeah. She's a really good friend.
You are a really good friend.
She really gets the best friend award.
You are the best of friends.
You know what? I feel like this has like really great potential because of the solid foundation of their friendship in the beginning.
I feel like I had said that last week where I was like, you know, good friends are a great place to start a romantic relationship.
Right, and so is a Twister mat.
So apparently is some drinks and a Twister mat. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Chastity.
Oh, and invite us to game night.
Wow. Invite us to game night. And there's your update on 99.7 DJX.